It's Scotland's Lewis Capaldi, one of the biggest artists on the planet. Well, today is Robbie Burns Day. I'm celebrating with haggis and maybe some whiskey. We have an expert almost in everything on this show over the years, and Nicola Robertson is joining us. She's our Robbie Burns expert. Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
There you go.
Happy Robbie Burns Day.
Happy Robbie Burns Day, too. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Ashley and I are so happy you're joining us. Tell us why this day is so special.
Well, I grew up in the hometown of Robbie Burns. So whether I wanted to or not, Robert Burns was a huge influence on my childhood. And from a very young age, I was taught about Robert Burns, and I learned his poetry, and it was a big part of my youth. And we, you know, when we were young and in school, we had to learn his poetry. We had to speak it in front of our peers, and we had competitions. It was a very big deal where I'm from.
I'm thinking, Nicola, that you probably won those competitions in elementary school. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. I'm a little bit competitive, in case, you know, anybody who doesn't know me.
So what about the haggis? Like, I don't know anybody on the planet other than you claim to that actually like haggis.
Okay, you're doing it all wrong, okay? Anyone who doesn't like haggis, first of all, you're doing it wrong. First of all, you have to eat haggis in Scotland. So that's your first problem. The second problem is you have to have it with whiskey sauce, okay? Mm. So you whiskey sauce is like a creamy sauce made with whiskey, and I had it at my wedding, okay? We had haggis at my wedding, and everyone ate it. Just, you know, there was 150 people at my wedding, and it was eaten. And it's actually really good. I mean, my children will be having some tonight. We will have some with dinner tonight because it is Robert Burns Day and you have haggis on Robert Burns Day. That's the rule.
I feel like it's one of those dishes that it's like you eat it where it's from, and if you eat it someplace else, you're like, it's just not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, you have to, like, especially here, because I'll be honest, it's hard to get good haggis in Canada.
I'm not surprised by that, Nicola.
And that's okay with most of us.
Yeah. Yeah, and also if it comes out of a tin,
I think you just see it. You see it on the little platter there, and you're like, that just doesn't look very, ten things.
But, you know, we're Scottish. We don't waste anything.
That's true. That is true.
Now, Nicola, is it a national holiday today in Scotland?
It's not, but we do like to enjoy it. We like to celebrate it. So there'll be lots of Burns suppers going on. There'll be lots of whiskey drinking and lots of toasting going on. We do things like, so when I was in high school, we would do things like toast to the ladies. The men would do a toast to the ladies, and then we'd do a lovely reply, which basically, I really enjoyed that because it was basically an opportunity to make fun of all men. And when I was in high school, we would do a toast to the teachers, which as you got older, you were allowed to make fun of all your teachers, and there was no consequences to that. So it was always a good time.
So Nicola, as a fellow, well, you're obviously very Scottish. My heritage is Scottish, but as a fellow Scot, I have to say this just seems like a reason for us to do more drinking and not have anybody say you can't do this on a Thursday evening.
I actually think we should have a campaign going that today should be a national holiday for anyone who has Scottish heritage in Canada.
Okay, bye, Sean.
I think we should get a petition going, and we should all get at least tomorrow off, so tonight we can go drinking.
You know, I looked up this morning, we're doing some research for Robbie Burns Day, and I looked up things that Scotland has given the world.
Everything.
Penicillin. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was discovered by a Scotsman, Alexander Fleming, in 1928.
Yep.
The steam engine was invented by a Scottish lad.
We're awesome.
Yes.
Connections to the bicycle with the Scottish lad. Do you know any other ones?
Nicola.
Car McAdam. Yeah, me. I mean, you know, what more do you want, Sean?
Yeah.
we're We're actually, we've done a lot for the world. There's a really good book called How the Scots Invented the World, the Modern World, if people like reading books. But we've done a lot of very interesting things as, well, we have whiskey. I mean, you know, we did invent the good old Scots whiskey. And we've done, you know, we invented Canada, apparently. We also invented golf. Do you know why there's 18 holes in a golf game?
No, why?
Because there's 18 shots of whiskey in a bottle of whiskey.
I love it. Also, too, wanted to get this in. A Scottish lad invented something that we all use most days, the toaster.
The television.
Yes.
Yeah,
the refrigerator.
And the television. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you to all the folks from Scotland that have helped us enjoy life today as it is. Some of the big singers, Annie Lennox, Scottish. Calvin Harris, Scottish. We just heard from Lewis Capaldi, Scottish. Jerry Rafferty, Donovan, Katie Tunstall. And
What about the best James Bond? Sean Connery.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. James Bond. Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
He once asked my friend out, and she turned him down.
What? What?
What's that story? You had a girlfriend that was asked out by whom?
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, she turned him down because he wasn't an actor at the time and she thought he was full of rubbish, shall we say.
And now he's a famous dude?
You don't know who Gerard Butler is?
Probably to see him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, any day.
Anyway, sorry, Nicola, thank you for this morning. Enjoy your Robbie Burns Day. And Robbie was the poet, also penned Auld Lang Syne. We sing that every New Year's Eve. And thanks for sharing some of the memories.
No problem. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bye-bye.